Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to receive what God has sent our ways. After receiving, turn to the Turning Point booklet, also authored by me. If you subscribe, it shall be sent to you on your phone for subscription and subscription renewal. Chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not done so before today. Welcome also to Friday, the 21st day in March 2025. Welcome to another weekend. This will not just be ordinary weekend for you. It shall be filled with God's grace and with God's power. Someone is traveling this weekend. Go in peace and return in joy. It shall be accident-free, attack-free, and stress-free. Someone has an important ceremony this weekend or next. It's a celebration by which friends will come and family members will come from far and near. It shall be a successful ceremony. Whether it be wedding, funeral, service for a departed aged person, or whichever, God will show up for you. Who is this? There are some evil gatherings to frustrate your plans and your effort. That ganging up has failed already. One by one, they will come to apologize to you of their evil plans, but which God did not let see the light of day. Listeners, do this if you can. Open your mouth where you are, and let me make decrees into your mouth. God will give you a voice that will be respected. Do this also with your index finger. Touch your tongue gently. May your tongue receive fire. On the day of Pentecost, in the upper room, the 120 disciples that gathered received clothing tongues as of fire. They spoke boldly, and God backed up their words with signs and wonders. Receive the same fire tongue. Receive power on your tongue. Whatever you say go, we go. Whatever you command to come, we come. If you are sick in any part of your body, and you are listening to me now, place your hand on that part of your body. Your healing is coming. Touch the place. I prophesy, be healed. I say, be healed. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is an aberration and a misnomer for sickness and diseases to feast on your body. Receive your deliverance now. Say, amen, I receive my healing. Say it two more times. Yes. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Rise up, walk up and down, bend down, lift yourself again. Something has happened. Sicknesses, diseases, and aches are dropping off your body now. In Jesus' name. March 21, celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and do well on earth. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's receive teachings as we treat people's questions and situations. Send yours if you have any. First issue today. Good evening, sir. Please, what does it take for someone to be a pastor in this commission? Wow. Is it in our commission you mean? It takes first and foremost to have a calling from God apart from being born again. Then, to go into pastoral ministry should be by a clear calling of God on one's life, then a training, Bible college training, then joining the ministry as a member first, serving diligently and with all your heart. The gift and the grace of God on that person will have been recognized by the leaders. When he then applied to be a pastor, they will carry out due diligence to determine suitability. Pastors in this commission are homegrown. No one comes from outside to join as a pastor. You must be a part of the commission first before being appointed a pastor, if the commission finds you qualified, capable, and suitable. Next, Daddy, good afternoon. Please, Daddy, answer my question. Is it good for Christians to participate in Valentine's celebration, either at work or in the church? Wow. Valentine, we are told, is the lover's day, when husband and wife celebrate love. My take is, husband and wives should celebrate their love for one another all the time. They can choose each other's birthday or their wedding anniversary to chill out. But the February 14, when you see young people pair themselves up in red with the opposite sex in school, at work, everywhere, even teenagers, it has been found to be full of immoralities and sexual abuses and promiscuity. A research conducted some time ago confirmed that the highest number of condoms were sold on Valentine's Day or before Valentine. Innocent girls sexually abused during Valentine. The initiator, according to history, might have meant well, but by and large, Valentine's Day has now been taken over. Now we are the cloak of immorality, especially among the young ones. Maybe I am wrong, but that's my opinion. So I don't encourage it in our church or commission. Parents of teenagers should keep their children, especially daughters, at home on February 14. If not, there are a hawk outside there waiting to pick them up under the guise of be my vile. Someone else's opinion might be different. No problem. This is not a biblical doctrine. So we are free to own our, you have a right to your own opinion. No fight. Many questions and issues are here, and the reason we can't treat them is that they are just too long. Reading them out alone will take all the time. Please, if you have such a write-up here, rewrite, edit, summarize, and send it again. Turning point is very short. The time for turning point is short, and we want to touch as many issues as possible. So many here, they are just too long. Next, advice on palliative distribution. Thank you, Daddy, for the job well done on the preparation for palliative distribution. Please, sir, advise that you involve security personnel during the distribution. Civil defense is saddled with the responsibility of crowd control, and they are very good at it. Thank you, sir. Wow. Thank you. I'm sure the committee must have done their job. Committee for palliative distribution are also listening. I'm also aware that they have taken all the necessary precautions. Thank you all the same. Another person on palliative. Good evening, my super exceptional daddy. Daddy, you are too much. I just finished watching the video clip of the TPGF Care and Share. It is well packaged. Printed bags. Ah, daddy, you will not know hunger. God bless you and bestow more wisdom on you. Wow. Appreciation on palliatives and thanksgiving should go to God Almighty, TPGF donors, all those who send seeds to make it happen. Then the committee working around the clock, as I earlier on said, it involves a long process of procurement, delivery, storage and warehousing, the packaging, branding, ticketing, and now distribution. I appreciate everyone in that long chain of events. We are starting from Ibadan Center tomorrow with giving out tickets and the collection of raw materials of the raw food will be next week Friday, March 28. All arrangements are well in place. Distributions in some other centers shall be announced in due course after all logistics have been put in place. Next, good evening, Daddy. I need your advice because I don't know what to do. I traveled to the U.S. for a visit just to see how it is. But due to President Trump's trouble, I don't know if I should stay back or come back home. They say if I go back home, I wouldn't be able to come back here in USA again. Daddy, what's your advice for me? Wow. Which one is Trump's trouble? You said you went on a visit just to see. Why are you now confused? Was it your original plan to stay back before you left home? If that line up with your purpose, then why, what is wrong? If you decide to go and live in U.S., God will make a way for you. If it's in God's purpose for you, President Trump cannot and will not stop anyone from coming to U.S. once you have a valid reason to go to U.S. For instance, I visit U.S. from time to time, minister and return home back to my country. But if you want to go there, live and work, and then follow due process, there's a procedure. Many people are still moving over to U.S. and several other parts of the world. Forever, people will be migrating. People will be traveling and relocating. Nothing is wrong migrating or relocating. Just be sure that that is God's purpose for one's life. Be blessed. Listeners, we will do more tomorrow. Please, we broadcast this to all on your contact. Join us online later today on our Friday's edition of live broadcast, 8 to 9 p.m. as usual, Nigeria time. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Prepare your communion today. As it has been well announced, tickets for palliative collection shall hold at Dominion City tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So all those who need palliative materials and food in Ibadan City, go to Dominion City tomorrow to take the ticket. Tomorrow is not the giving out of the raw food, but the ticket in the five categories that we have mentioned. Please, if you are not part of the five categories, or if by God, by the grace of God, you are able to feed and take care of yourself, please don't go and take the ration meant for the very, very poor and the hungry. That will be immoral. That will be ungodly. If you need more information about palliative distribution or ticketing tomorrow, please make a call, an SMS, or a chat to 0803-712-8480. It will answer you. Friday is a good day to transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, to sow your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 333 we are sowing this month. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe and seed, I pray for you intentionally, personally, and vigorously. God will answer my prayer over you. You can hear the testimonies of other tithers and seed sowers. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. I speak to everyone's life. God's backing and power will overwhelm you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.